Welcome to Time with Tap, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm your host, Nicole. Let's go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
Hi, I'm Adam.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Jesse.
Amy.
Justin.
Maggie.
And I'm here too. It's Deborah.
Today we are talking about Teentober, which used to be the YA
Read Week.
The members are going to talk about their favorite books.
My favorite YA book that I've read so far, I actually read sort of recently, and it was the first Harry Potter book. It's pretty good because you probably know that Harry Potter magical school, it's a good book because normal teenager or kind of goes similar things up their wizard, and kind of goes into that, one reason I loved it was because it didn't automatically make the lead male character, Harry Potter, and the lead female character, Hermione Granger, love interest right off the bat. Nice break.
Yeah.
One of my favorite books would have to be Throne of Glass. I can't really explain all of it because that'd be big spoilers. But essentially, the first book, it takes place... It's about a girl named Selena who was in a salt mine for crimes. It was a slave camp, yes. And they're holding this tournament of assassins. The winner becomes the King's Assassin. And
so you start with Throne of Glass, the Assassin's Blade?
I started with the Assassin's Blade, but I know a lot of people start with Throne of Glass. I really liked the world building and the characters.
A book I'm really enjoying so far is The Call of the Wild. I feel like the author does really good jobs at being descriptive, and he tells a good story so far.
How far are you in the book? Like you said, I'm enjoying it now.
I'm so far 2 chapters in the book, so I really can't say a whole lot about it.
But you're enjoying it.
I am enjoying it, though.
That's good enough.
One of my favorite young adult books so far is Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. If you haven't read it, it's a really good read, and given my personality, I really like how the author can toy with the reader's emotions and does a really good way of moving back and forth very quickly between moods in the book, swinging from a dark scene to a light scene and moving the story along really well, keeping the reader interested.
A YA book that I've read that I really enjoyed was The Book Thief, and everyone and their dog has read it, but for the people who haven't, it's really good. There's so it's narrated by Death, and I think that's awesome. And, in the end, I've never cried over a book before until then. So, if you can't feel nothing, read it.
When's it set?
World War II era.
Aragorn and Ender's Game.
Okay, tell me about them. I've never read either.
Ender's Game is probably more on the brutal side, being as it takes place as a 6-year-old child basically goes into the army. But this is, technically futuristic, being as they have computers on their... in front of their faces, see-through, basically. But... he basically gets sent to a camp training place, basically, that in space means as they're fighting, I'm going to say boogers because I cannot pronounce it correctly, but basically an alien species that wants to take out the human race, but a 6-year-old child unknowingly ends up leading the whole army, basically. Well, classic. Technically around 12 by the time he actually ends up doing that, and wipes out basically the entire race of the enemies. And Aragorn, I'm not going to talk about that one, being because my brother has not finished the book yet.
Okay.
I was going to talk about a YA book that I've read and enjoyed lately. I really like the Court of Thorn and Roses series. That's my favorite YA series currently. It's by the same author as the Throne of Glass series. And yeah, it's really good. It's kind of a Beauty and the Beast, Hades and Persephone retelling. Has some fairy tales. It's about fae. So it's definitely fantasy, but really enjoyable.
You got one, Nicole?
It's The Glass Castle, a YA
book. I don't know. Talk about it.
I don't know. Okay. Well, that's my most recent read, and I really enjoyed it. It's a...
Nonfiction?
Yeah. It's,
isn't it? Yes.
It goes through this girl's life. They had, like, they were really poor growing up, and her dad is an alcoholic and prioritizes alcohol over his family most of the time. And so it's just really interesting to, like, kind of go into that world and see it from her point of view. Okay, so some upcoming events for the TAB. There is a Halloween fun night on October 31st that TAB and the Goddard Leo Club will be hosting together at the library from 6:30 to 7:30. On the 25th is the costume and movie night, and also setting up some decorations for the Halloween fun night.
Wraps up October.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for Time with TAB.
Bye.
Bye.